弟兄姊妹好。
Brothers, sisters, peace to you.
差不多两个月没有来如人海。
And I haven't visited you for about 2 months now.
所以好像很久不见。
And it feels like a long time ago.
好，我们今天要讲薄饼的真理。
And this morning we shall share the important truth about breaking of bread.
这是最重要的一个真理。
And this is the most important truth.
我们读圣经的时候，大家要好好的注意读圣经啊。
So we will read a few passages, and I need you to focus on the passage.
路加福音。
The book of Luke.
二十二章。
Chapter 22.
路加福音二十二章。
Luke chapter 22.
七节到八节。大家翻到圣经没有？
Do you have your Bible? If you do, please flip to that page.
翻到圣经，我们一起来读。
And let's read them together.
Yeah. 除酵节，大家记住。
And the days of the unleavened bread.
须宰逾越节，羊羔的那一天到了。耶稣打发彼得、约翰。说你们去为我预备逾越节的宴席，好叫我们吃。好，十四节到二十节。
Verse 14, chapter 22, verse 14. And when the hour had come, he reclined at the table, and the apostles with him. And he said to them, I have earnestly desired to eat Passover with you before I suffer. I shall never again eat it.
我不再吃这宴席，直到成就在神的国里。耶稣接过杯来，祝谢了，说：“拿着喝，大家分着喝。
For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine from now until the kingdom of God comes.
只等神的国来到。”又拿起饼来，祝谢了。又擘开，递给他们说：“这是我为你们舍的，你们当如此行，为的是纪念我。”饭后也照样拿起杯来，说：“这杯用我的血所立的新约，你们出来的。”哥林多前书第十章十五节到二十二节。
First Corinthians chapter 10 verses 15 to 22。
我们翻到了，一起来读。
And you finally let's read it together.
我好像对明白的人说的，你们要审查我的话。我们所祝福的杯，岂不是统领基督的血吗？我们所擘开的饼，岂不是统领基督的身体吗？我们虽多，仍是一个饼，一个身体，因为我们都是分受这一个饼。你们好。啊，读到二十二节，你们看属肉体的以色列人，祭坛上有份吗？或是说偶像算的什么？好，我们接着不要往下读了。
We'll stop here.
我们不要往下读了。
Let's stop here.
因为我下面那段话我不讲今天，那个统领基督的血。
To receive the blood of Jesus Christ.
统领基督的身体。
And partake in the body of Christ.
那个中文所讲的统领这两个字，原文是交通。
And the word partake means to have fellowship with him.
岂不是一同在他的血里有交通吗？
Are we having fellowship with Christ in his blood?
岂不是在他身体里有交通吗？
Are we having fellowship with him in the body of Christ?
什么是饼和杯呢？
So what are the cups and bread?
说出一个大的交通。
And that is a gigantic fellowship.
血里的交通。
A fellowship in the blood.
身体里的交通。
And also the fellowship in the body of Christ.
好，我们最后读十一章。
Lastly, let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
二十三到二十六节。
Verses 23-26.
我们一起来读。
Chapter 11, verses 23-26.
我当日传给你们的，就是从主领受的，主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了，就擘开说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的。”又拿起杯来说：“这杯是用……”对不起，我们漏了字了，是吧？饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。一个表明主的死，
You proclaim the Lord's death.
在原文说成立主的死。
It means you display the death of the Lord.
把主的死摆出来，成立出来。
Means you put out, you display the death of the Lord.
我记得我上一次到这里来的时候。
Last time when I came.
是这里的姊妹们要求我讲蒙头。
And you guys asked me to talk about the topic, cover your breath, your head.
记得吧。
Do you remember that topic I shared?
记得。
Do you remember what I shared?
这里讲完了，我在圣盖贝尔也讲。
And after here, I shared the same topic in the St. Gabriel Church.
圣盖贝尔讲完了，很多姊妹要蒙头了。
And after I shared that, many people, many sisters start covering their head.
做蒙头帽的姊妹来不及供应。
And there are so many of them wanted the special covering that don't even have time to make up for make enough for all.
来少年组很小的姊妹们都要蒙头。
And even the little, young ladies in the youth group also want to do that.
这个真理太重要了。
Because that was a very important truth.
莫做头的问题，元首的问题。
Respecting the head of the church.
教会只有一个头，耶稣基督。
There's only one head in the church, that's Jesus Christ.
我们所有的人都要蒙头的。
And we all should cover our head before him.
为什么姊妹蒙，弟兄不蒙呢？
But why do we ask sisters to do so, not the brothers?
因为弟兄预表基督，姊妹预表教会。
Because on one hand, the brother represented Christ, and sisters represent the church.
这就是为什么姊妹蒙，弟兄不蒙。
That's why the Bible asks the sisters to cover their head.
事实上，弟兄看见姊妹蒙头。
But in reality, when a brother sees a sister cover her head.
提醒弟兄们，我们都蒙头。
That serves an important reminder to the brother that you shall also submit to the Lord.
没有一个人可以出头的。
No one should be the head in God's house.
我们只彰显一个头。
We only have one head.
耶稣基督。
That's Jesus Christ.
这是非常实行的真理。
And this is a very practical truth.
讲完的时候，我不知道这里姊妹们有没有蒙头。
And I don't know what's the results after my sharing.
那讲完道不要实行的，那就是不要讲道了。
And if you don't practice what you learn, then no point to listen to the message.
听懂真理，我们姊妹们蒙头是一个大的福分。
If you understand this truth and cover your head accordingly, that's a great blessing.
我是姊妹，我一定蒙头。
If I were sister, I would definitely cover my head.
圣经四大实行真理。
And there are four truths in the Bible.
第一个就是不义。
First one is the breaking of bread.
然后受浸。
Then baptism.
然后蒙头。
And then the covering of head.
然后按手。
And then laying hands.
新约时代没有外表。
And in the era of New Testament, there's nothing we do eternally.
没有物质。
Nothing materially.
都是生命，都是灵。
Everything should be according to the Holy Spirit and should be of the life.
只有这四个真理。
And these four truths I just said.
都有外表。
There is external manifestation.
破饼，我们破的是物质的饼。
For example, when we broke the bread, there is a materialistic bread here.
蒙头也是物质的。
And covering your head, there is a piece of cloth on our head.
受浸是物质的水。
Baptism, there is water.
按手是肉身的手。
When you lay hands on people, your hand is actually in existence.
那这四个真理特别重要。
But these four truths are very important.
都特别和主发生关系的。
It has a lot to do with the Lord.
擘饼是主的身体，主的血，主的血。
The breaking of bread, we are remembering the breaking of the body of Christ and His blood.
受浸说基督的死。
And baptism speaks of the death of Christ.
而蒙头说基督是元首。
And the covering speaks of our submission to the head, Jesus Christ.
安守基督能力在身体里面流通。
And when we lay hands on brothers and sisters, we allow the power of the Lord to flow through us to others.
都和主发生关系的。
So every truth has everything to do with the Lord.
所以这四大事情真理特别重要。
So these four truths are.Vitally important.
今天我也是弟兄们要求我讲薄饼。
And this morning, brothers asked me to share this particular truth, baking of bread.
薄饼是第一号最大的真理。
And that is the most important truth of all.
外面常常教会里面说我们去做礼拜。
And a lot of times people will say, well, let's go to church.
我们不用这样的名词啊。
People will say, let's go worship, but we don't say it that way.
认真来说，礼拜就是敬拜。
And worship.Worship.
啊，敬拜我们的薄饼聚会嘛，这个正是做礼拜。
And when you come to the breaking of bread meeting, you indeed we are here to worship Him.
薄饼聚会没人讲到。
There's no speaker in the breaking of bread meeting.
薄饼聚会没有外面的仪式。
And there's no other rituals.
薄饼聚会，神的儿女来的一起来敬拜主。
And this is the meeting that all the children of God will come together to worship God.
主日这个日子，主复活的日子。
Sunday is the Lord's Day, the day of His resurrection.
主特别把这日子分别出来。
So this is a day specially set aside by the Lord.
今天全世界都响应了。
And the whole world celebrates the Lord's Day.
礼拜天大家没有人做事，对不对？
And we should everybody set aside the Sundays for the Lord.
那是从教会开始的。
They do so because the church did that.
实行了过2000年了。
It's over 2,000 years now.
当主复活的日子。
And that's the Lord of the Lord, the day of the Lord's resurrection.
我们什么工也不做了。
So we don't do anything else.
我们为主来敬拜主。
But come to worship the Lord.
薄饼聚会是敬拜。
Therefore, the breaking of bread is a meeting of worship.
我们讲到聚会，人就是敬拜。
When I share the words of God, I'm also worshiping.
弟兄们，灵诗是敬拜。
When the song leader was up here, we were also worshiping.
讲道是敬拜。
And the message is also a form of worship.
翻译也是敬拜。
And the one interprets also is worshiping.
你们来听到，人就是敬拜。
If you sit down there listening to the message, you are also worshiping.
都在一个灵里面敬拜主。
We are all worshiping our Lord in one spirit.
所以我们叫做礼拜天叫做敬拜的聚会。
That is why we say come to Sunday to worship.
而我们的薄饼聚会太重要了。
And the breaking of bread meeting is very important.
而主在最后的晚上。
And the last night before Jesus was betrayed.
主在地上过最后一天了。
That was his last night on earth.
而过最后一夜了。
That was his very last night on earth.
而吃最后一场晚餐了。
His very last meal on earth.
那一天是以色列的逾越节。
And so happened is the day of Passover.
主耶稣坐在逾越节的宴席上。
So at the table of the feast of Passover.
逾越节是以色列人最重要的一个节。
We all know Passover is the most important festival for all the Israelites.
他们不能不过逾越节的。
They have to celebrate that day.
今天所有犹太人通通过逾越节的。
All the Jews on earth celebrate Passover.
我在中国大陆。
One time when I was in China.
在西安。
I was in a city called Xi'an.
看见两个人啊。
And there were two people.
穿中国人的衣服。
And these two people, they wore the Chinese outfit.
讲的话不就讲国语，讲西安话嘞。
And not only they speak Chinese, they speak the local dialect.
我一看这两人像犹太人。
But I think they look like Jews.
这个很难说了，我就这个看他们样子就像犹太人。
They are obviously not Chinese. They
我说
were Jews.
你们是犹太人。
So I asked them, are you guys Jews?
我们是，先生你怎么看出来的
？Yes, indeed we are. How can you tell?
我说我就是觉得你们是犹太人的。
I just feel that you guys are Jews.
那我们犹太话不会讲了。
They say, you know, we don't even speak the dialect of Jews.
我们从犹太搬到中国来1000多年了。
Our forefathers have moved to this country 1,000 years ago.
我们都是穿中国衣服说中国话。
So we speak Chinese, we wear Chinese outfit.
犹太忘记了。
We already long forgotten what's our culture.
我说，那么你们人就过逾越节吗
？I said, do you guys still celebrate Passover?
他说我们过。
Yes, they say yes, we do.
和从前不一样。
But it's different.
我从前怎么不一样
？I said, what's the difference?
从前过逾越节杀只羊。
They said in the past when our forefathers celebrate Passover, we had to slay lamb.
现在杀羊杀不起了。
But now it's too costly to kill lamb.
所以我们杀只鸡来祭奠主了。
So instead, we'll kill a chicken. remember the Lord.
可不可怜吧？就他们也不懂树林的意义嘛。
Isn't that very pitiful because they did not understand the significance of
the event? 但是宝贵，他们仍旧过逾越节。
But the good thing is they still remember Passover.
那天正当逾越节。
So for Jesus that night, that was the day of Passover.
为什么逾越节这么重要？
Why was Passover important to the Lord?
逾越节关上整个以色列人生和死的问题啊。
Because Passover for Israelites was a matter of life and death.
那时候以色列人住在埃及。
Because when they resided in Israel,
神向埃及人愤怒。
And God was angry at Egyptians.
今天晚上要毁灭埃及人。
And that was the night that he will destroy all the firstborn in that land.
要杀所有的头生的。
He will kill all the firstborn.
头生的就代表了。
Firstborn represents the rest.
其实毁灭整个人类了呀。
Therefore, killing the firstborn means to destroy the whole land.
以色列人也在埃及。
But Israelites also reside in the land of Egypt.
以色列人有没有比埃及人好一点？
And are Israelites better than Egyptians?
不敢说，不仅是没有好一点，我看犹太人比较坏一点。
I think actually Jews probably are worse than Egyptians.
犹太人实际上。最聪明的民族
because Egypt, Israelites are the smartest race.
聪明民族就麻烦了，最麻烦的民族了。
They're most difficult to deal with.
啊，好像罪还大一点的。
I think they probably were worse.
一样要毁灭的。
So they are in the same land they were about to be destroyed.
神吩咐摩西。
And God told Moses.
为以色列立个旧法。
Here is the way out for my people.
每一家找一只羔羊。
Every household find a perfect lamb.
那天都要宰羔羊。
Kill the lamb that day.
那些羔羊必须要无瑕疵、无斑点。
That has to be a perfect lamb without blemish.
那这只羔羊关系到整个家的生和死了呀。
Because the lamb they choose will determine whether this household will live or not.
所以他们非常谨慎检查羔羊。
So Israelites were very careful checking out pick the right lamb.
有个斑点的不行。
If you have a spot on the lamb, you cannot use that lamb.
有一个杂毛的不行。
If there's the wrong color, you can't use it.
要找出个无瑕疵、无斑点的羔羊。
It must be without blemish, without spot.
杀了羔羊。
And they will kill that lamb.
把羔羊的血。
And apply the blood of the lamb.
涂在门楣门框上。
The door
told. 明明的天使来的时候。
So when the angel of death arrived.
不是看以色列人越过去了。
And they don't pass over because this is Israelite household.
只看见有血才越过去了。
And because they saw the blood of the perfect lamb.
圣经说，我一见这血就逾越。
That's why Bible says I will pass over when I see the blood.
这叫逾越节。
And that was the origin of this festival Passover.
将来不是靠着我们的好能够免永死啊。
In the same way, we are not spared of eternal death because we are good.
我们神儿女的天然生命和世人一样的。
We have exact same kind of natural life of as the rest of the world.
不是看我们的好能够免沉沦的。
We are spared of destruction not because we are better.
那是因为我们身上有耶稣的血。
But because the blood of Jesus Christ is on us.
主一见这血就逾越。
So when Father God sees his blood, he will pass over.
所以我们才得永生免永死。
That's why we can have eternal life and be spared of eternal death.
逾越节重要吧？
Isn't it important to have Passover?
以色列人最大的节气。
And therefore, that was the greatest, the most important festival for Israel.
真的羔羊能赎罪吗？
Can a lamb really redeem the sins of men?
羔羊没有价值。
The lamb is without value.
主耶稣来了。
Until Jesus comes,
主耶稣成为神的羔羊。
He is the Lamb of God.
他真的无瑕疵、无斑点。
He was indeed perfect without blemish.
耶稣基督来了。
Jesus Christ came.
神定规他成为赎罪羔羊。
And God has predestined that he will be the Lamb of salvation.
那一天正当逾越节。
That day it was the Passover.
主耶稣来。
Jesus was there.
最后的晚餐。
Took his last meal.
他做件最大的事。
And he did something very important at that meal.
废了逾越，立了饼杯。
He abolished the Passover and he established the Passover at the breaking of bread.
从今以后不再过逾越节了。
Therefore, from that point on, no more need to celebrate Passover.
立了饼杯。
But he has ordained a common.
每一个主日我们都要来擘饼纪念主。
That's why every Sunday, every Lord said, we are here to remember the Lord.
擘饼重要吧？什么叫擘饼聚会？
So what does it mean to break the bread?
这不是个仪式。
It is not a ceremony.
这是主的晚餐。
But the Lord's supper.
你有没有请过别人请过你吃过饭？
And have people invite you to eat?
有没有别人请过你吃过饭？
Have you been treated as in a meal? Of course.
有。
Yes.
有吃过你有人请过你吃过饭没有？
有。
假设一个比你尊贵的人请你吃饭。
If someone who's very honorable and invite you to eat.
给你约好七点晚上吃饭。
He said, come to my house for dinner at 7 p.m.
你会不会八点钟再去啊？
Would you show up at 8 p.m. instead?
会吧。美国总统请你吃饭了。
If the president of this country invite you to his house to eat.
七点钟白宫请你吃饭。
At White House, 7 p.m.
你老先生八点才到。
Would you show up at 8 p.m.?
会不会的。
Would you do something like that?
那么只有主耶稣请你吃饭呢，你可以不来的。
But when the Lord Jesus invites you to come to eat, you don't even show up.
可以吧。
Is it all right?
能不能啊？
Can we do that?
这个太得罪主了哈。
Didn't we offend the Lord when he did
that? 那也不要七点请你吃饭嘛，七点八才来。
He said 7 o'clock. Don't show up at 7:30 either.
那太不尊敬主了。
It's like we have no respect for the Lord.
哦，你说这么严厉吗？
And you said, is the Lord so strict?
你大概还不认识主是谁的。
Then I think you probably don't know who the Lord is.
神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
道成肉身。
That came into the world.
来到地上。
He was that Word that became flesh.
他到最后晚餐。
And that was his last meal.
废了逾越。
He abolished the Passover.
立了饼被。
And established the cup of bread.
他是神的羔羊。
He is the Lamb of God.
千千万万羔羊都没价值。
And millions of lambs were useless.
神的儿子造成了肉身，
他
来为我们受死，他为我们流血，他给了他的生命给我们，立了饼杯，要成了最大的救赎，要成了最大的救恩，救赎救恩完全不一样的意义了。今天不讲了，今天引诱去讲这个饼杯不要讲了。
We were not going to that topic today.
成了救赎，成了救恩。
But he completed redemption and the salvation.
我们蒙了大恩了。
We are greatly blessed.
住在最后晚餐上。
And on that last supper.
这是一个要求。
He only had one request.
你们如此行。
He said, Do this.
为的要纪念我。
In remembrance of me.
这不是个命令，
It is not an order,
这是个要求。
But a request.
神要向人有要求吗？
Do you think God needs something for people?
神没有要求。
God does not need anything from us.
神有需要吗？
Does God have any need?
神没有需要。
No, God does not have any need.
但主在这里。
But here,
降卑他的自己。
He humbled himself.
不是对我们发个命令。
Not to give us an order,
向我们有个要求，
but he has this request.
这叫做爱的要求。
And this is a request out of his love.
一个人到了人生最后一天了，
and that was his last day on earth.
到最后一餐饭了，
and that was his last meal on earth.
他一个要求说，求你们纪念我。
And he said, do this.
这个要求给，
please remember me.
这个要求给谁的呢？
And what was this request for?
假设你假设我最后一天了，我要离开地上了，我最后一个晚上晚饭吃饭了。
If today is my last day and I'm leaving the world tonight and
我要说一句话
my last supper,
求你们纪念我。
And if at the supper I tell you that please remember me.
向谁求的呢？
To whom this request is made?
会不会向我们不认识的人求？
Will we say this to someone we don't know?
会不会向马路上的人求？
To strangers on the street?
向谁要求？
Who will we make this request to?
向我最爱的人。
Well, to the one I love the most.
家里的人。
To my family.
我为他们出过极大代价的人。
For whom I paid a great price.
我给过他们极大恩惠的人。
And to whom I have given grace.
我说最爱的人。
The one I love the most.
然后我说，你们纪念我。
And I will say, please remember me.
这是神的儿子在地上最后的一个要求。
And that was the very last request by the Son of God on earth.
你们如此行。
He said, "Do this."
为的纪念我。
In order to remember me.
这明白了吧
？Do you understand it now?
早上面到每一点就要求你们明白啊。
And I wish you understand everything I said this morning.
这是个要求。
This is a request from the Lord.
要求，这就太大的恩典。
And that's also a great grace.
每一个七日第一日，每过一个七日，我们又要来纪念主了。
So every 7 days we come to remember the Lord.
每过七日，我们又要来纪念主了。
Every 7 days we gather to remember the Lord.
第一，主给我们极大的一个提醒。
This is a great reminder from the Lord.
每过七日。
Every 7 days.
我们又来到饼杯面前了。
We should come to His cup and bread.
主为我死。
To remember how He died for us.
主为我活。
How He lived for us.
主为我成功了极大救恩。
How He completed this great salvation for me.
我又来到主面前了。
Lord, here I am again.
再一次提醒我。
I am reminded again
主死了
that he died
主已经释放我脱离罪了
to release me from sin
主已经救我脱离世界了
you save me from the world
主已经救我脱离死亡了
deliver me out of the power of death
主已经救我脱离鬼魔的权势
了 and also the power of the evil one
圣经说借着死
through his death
败坏那仗势权的就是魔鬼
he disarmed the one that controlled the power of death the devil
主又来到叫我们来到饼杯面前了
so again and again the Lord said come to my table
提醒我们
to remind us
我们这里多健忘知道吗
you know we are quite forgetful aren't we
我们这里多败坏知道吗
we are pretty wicked too
我们一个礼拜在世界里面混过来啊
you know we live in this world in the whole week
不把主忘记吗也是很淡啊
many things happen and so we easily have become forgotten of the Lord
多大的一个恩典
therefore this is God's grace
主要我们去日第一日来纪念主。
So he said, every 7 days on the first day, come to remember me.
每一次提醒我。
Every time he reminds us.
这是一个极大的宣告。
And this is a great proclamation.
宣告主的大救恩。
Proclaiming the great salvation of the Lord.
主的救已经完成了。
And which has been done.
血已经流了。
The blood has been shed.
生命已经舍了。
And the life has been given.
主没有留下一件没有给我的。
Withhold from us, not do not give it to us.
主再宣告他的救恩。
So through the cup and bread, he proclaimed his salvation one more time.
这也是第三件事，也是个极大的见证。
And also, this table is a great testimony.
每逢七日第一日。
The first day of every 7 days.
我们不必纪念主。
We come to remember the Lord.
我们也宣告。
We also are making the proclamation.
我们永远爱主。
That I will love the Lord forever.
世界上的人不认识主
The world may not know the Lord
我们认识主
But we do
世界上的人不爱主
The world do not love the world
我们爱主
But we do
世界上的人都是罪的奴仆
And the world are the slaves to sin
我们从罪得释放了
But we have been delivered
世界上的人都是世界里面捆绑了
And the world is in the bondage of sin
我们已经被拯救脱离世界了
But we have been set free from those bondages
我们不再是死亡的奴仆了
We are no longer slaves to death.
我们也不再是魔鬼的奴仆了。
We are slaves to the devil.
好不好
Isn't that wonderful?
你们要不要来宣告
Do we want to make that proclamation?
不宣告就随你。
It is up to you.
我是一定要来宣告的。
But for me, I am coming.
哦，蒙了极大的恩典。
Because this is a great grace.
主宣告。
The Lord made the proclamation.
我们也宣告。
We also proclaim.
不比这个重要吧
Isn't the very important?
那现在讲到饼跟杯的意义了
Now let's talk about the meaning of the cup and bread
为了叫大家容易记哈
In order for you to remember
饼三个意义
There are three meanings to the bread
杯三个意义
And also three to the cup
容易记哈
Okay, so we got that now
主耶稣拿起饼来
So Jesus took up the cup
祝谢了就擘开
He gave thanks And he broke it.
递给门徒
He picked up the bread.
这是我的身体
He said, this is my body.
为你们舍的
For you who I gave.
这是主的身体为我们舍的
This is my body which is given for you.
并被第一个意义主的大爱
Therefore, the first meaning is this is the love of God.
爱到舍命
Love to an extent that he gave his life for us.
爱到流血
And he shed his blood for us.
爱到把自己给了。
To the point he gave himself to us completely.
谁爱到为我舍命啊
？Who loves us to the extent that would give his or her life for us?
我太太不会。
I don't think my wife would do that for me.
我父亲不会。
My father probably not.
连我自己都不为自己舍命啊。
And even I will not be willing to die for myself.
真肯舍命的人不多，对不对
？You don't find people that can die for you.
所以今天做殉道者，舍命为主，那真是太了不起了。
Therefore, it's great to have martyrs that die for the Lord.
用自己的生命来见证主。
To testify the Lord with his or her own life.
见证主的大爱。
To testify the love of the Lord.
不被拒绝，特别说主的爱。
So the breaking of bread speaks of the love of the Lord.
主的爱跟人的爱不一样。
And the Lord's love is different from man's love.
主的爱永远存在的。
The Lord's love lasts forever.
主的爱是个最大生命。
And it's the greatest life.
所以主的爱永远是活的。
Because the Lord lives forever.
不被拒绝，主的爱在我们当中。
And when we gather to remember him, his love moves among us.
不是你的爱。
It's really not our love.
你刚强，你要来不平。
And if you're strong in spirit, you will come to the meeting.
你软弱，你更要来不平。
Feel weak, you should even more so to come.
你今天光景不行，你更需要来不平。
If you feel spiritually weak and vulnerable, you should definitely come.
不平聚会主舍命大爱。
Because the break of bread meeting is the meeting remembering His dying love.
主何等爱我们。
His sacrificial love.
而这个爱就在我们当中。
And this love is in our presence.
他是活的。
He is.Living.
我信主的时候啊
When I became a Christian,
我是很刚硬的一个男人
You know, I was a very strong and stubborn man.
我十八岁信主的
I believed in the Lord when I was 18.
我哪记得我哭过的
You know, I don't remember crying prior to that.
看他不起个会哭的人
And I should despise whoever cried.
我第一次来不比还不懂啊
But I didn't know better. I came to the break of the bread meeting.
一到不比聚会里面
And I went to the meeting in the church.
第一次哭了
And that was the first time I remember crying.
耶稣的爱那么实在。
Because the love of Jesus was so real.
不是一个思想啊。
It's not a thought.
爱就在这里、啊。
But it was so real in our presence.
不是一个明白啊。
It's not an understanding in my head.
爱在我里面的、啊。
But the love that's inside of me.
爱把我浸透了。
And that love merged me into
him. 爱这么甜美啊。
It was so sweet.
我从来不知道一个爱像这样的。
And I never knew a love like that.
那天流泪了。
And so I cried.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要来不平啊？那
？So brother and sister, come to the table of the Lord.
不平，并第一个主的大爱。
So the meaning of the break of bread is the first meaning is the Lord's love.
为我们把身体舍掉。
And for us, He gave His life.
第二个意义。
The second significance to the break of bread
是交通。
Is fellowship.
保罗说：“我们岂不是一同交通于主的血吗
？”And Paul in the Bible says.Aren't we fellowshipping in the blood of the Lord?
我们岂不是一同交通于他的身体吗
？And aren't we fellowshipping in the body of the Lord?
我们成为血下交通。
We fellowship in the blood.
我们称他为身体的交通。
And we fellowship in His body.
血有很多的权利给我们的。
And Jesus' blood has given us many privileges.
主用宝血买了很多权利。
And He has bought many things for us through His blood.
罪的赦免。
First of all, our sin is forgiven.
病的医治。
Second privilege, the sickness is healed.
将来我们身体要变化像主。
And thirdly, our body will transform one day to be like that of Jesus.
这都是宝血买来的权利。
And these are all several privileges under the blood.
这不是我们追求出代价能得的。
It is not something because we paid a price for and gained it.
都是权利。
It's privilege given through His blood.
什么叫权利啊
What does it mean by having privilege?
什么叫权利
What does it mean?
你做了一个月的工。
For example, you work for a month.
你要到月底去拿薪水了。
At the end of the month, you get paid.
你拿薪水的时候啊
When you receive the paycheck,
你不要不要就爱爱的求啊 求
你
给我薪水求你给我薪水要不要
beg to your boss says, please give me my paycheck
你有没有觉得你薪水要求的
do you need to beg when you receive、
啊、
your paycheck
不要
no
那他给你薪水了
so once you receive the paycheck
你要不要谢左谢右谢、啊、谢谢谢谢
do you need to keep on thanking your boss for giving you the paycheck that you work for
需要谢啊那你不谢他，薪水不能给不给你了。
So if you don't give thanks to the boss, you don't get
paycheck. 他给你薪水，你是不是因为你谢不谢啊？不是。
It doesn't matter we give thanks or not. The paycheck is ours.
不要求。
We don't need to.
不要谢。
We don't need to be thankful.
为什么
？Give thanks for why?
因为这是我的权利。
Because that's our right.
我做了一个月的工。
I work for him for a month.
我来拿薪水。
I'm entitled to the salary.
这是我该得的。
I deserve this paycheck.
这是我的权利。
This is my right.
我不需要谢。
I don't have to thank you.
我不需要求。
I don't need to beg for it.
你少我一分钱也不行。
He can't even owe me a cent on the paycheck.
明白吧？
Understand?
你什么叫学家权利？
So what is the privilege?
主为我们付了最大代价了。
Because Jesus has paid the price.
流了他的宝血。
Shed his precious blood for us.
为我们买来权利。
And he has purchased all the privilege and rights under the blood.
我们的 right, 我们的权利。
So this is our right. We are entitled to these things under his blood.
感谢主，我来拿了。
And we should thank the Lord when we receive.
照着你的应许，你要给我。
Because he has to give it to us according to his own promise.
圣经有句话叫神的应许不能有多少。
And there are countless blessings and promises in the Bible.
在基督里才是是的。
And they are all yes and amen in Christ.
借着他才叫 amen.
And only through Christ we can say amen.
我们得着了。
Mine. We have got it.
我们经历了。
We have experienced it.
好不好？
Isn't that wonderful what he did?
这叫做应许。
This is the promise.
那就叫权利。
And this is a right.
我们的权利。
And this is our right.
我们的权利
our right
保释权利
and our right through the blood
保释里的交通
and also there's fellowship in the blood
身体里的交通
and fellowship in the body of Christ
整个身体就个大的交通
and entire body of Christ is a big fellowship
身体上面四肢百穴
and look at your body, there are many members
外面的样式都不一样的
and each member looks differently
眼睛跟耳朵不一样眼睛跟鼻子不一样鼻子跟嘴巴不一样都不一样的呢
every members on our body look different
功用也不一样的对不对
having different function too
但整个身体有没有觉得那么多不一样
But when you are in your body, do you feel weird like every member is different?
我这人活着有没有觉得我这个身上有那么多不一样啊
Do you feel a lot of differences
有没有
and that trouble you?
没有
No
身体有十二个一
Because the body speaks of this oneness
其实四肢百姓都不一样
Yeah, all members are different on our body
从里面到外面都不一样
From internal to external, every part is different
只要活在身体里
But as long as all the parts are on the body
它有个奇妙的一
And there's this wondrous unity.
每一个肢体都彼此相助。
And every member will work with one another.
每一个肢体都发挥功用。
And every member will have its function.
脸上的肢体最看得见的。
And we can see the features on the face.
最重要的。
And they seem to be the most important.
眼睛重要吧？
Are your eyes important to your body? Yes.
眼睛最好看的，对不对？
And eyes are important and most time they're the most beautiful part.
眼睛好不好看？
Are eyes beautiful to look at?
那我把两眼睛拿出来挂在这里好不好看
Oh, since the eyes are so beautiful, why don't we gouge it out and hang on the wall?
你要不要这两个眼睛
Do you want your eyes?
啊，眼睛拿出来挂在这里要不要
Since your eyes are most beautiful, why don't
要不要
we take it out and hang on the wall?
好，尸体一离开身体就 ugly, 就是很可怕
So when a member departs from the body, becomes ugly.
身体在身体，肢体在身体上，这是很美丽啊。
But when a member stays with the body, it's the most beautiful way.
所有肢体合成一个。
All members should be one.
都发挥功用。
And fully functional.
在身体里面呢。
In the body.
什么都不一样。
And everything is different.
两个东西一样的。
But there are two things that are identical.
你找不到一个地方。
Every part of your body.
找不到一个最小的地方。
You can't find this, even the smallest part of your body.
像针尖小的一个地方。
As small as a needle.
你扎下去而没有血出来的。
If you poke your body with a needle, the blood will always come out.
都有血的，对不对
？That is something applicable to the every part.
血液系统。
So the blood system.
第二。
And secondly.
你找不到个针尖小的地方。
And if you use a needle.
扎下去不碰到神经的。
You poke, you always touch a nerve.
你要不要让我试试看？
If you don't believe me, let me try it on you.
我把针在你身上刺一下看看好不好？试一下怎么样
？You wanna?
啊
？You want me to poke?
试一下怎么样
？Wanna give a try?
可爱都不觉得。
Jason, you wanna try?
你们不讲话就试一下怎么样？
头发。他说头发。头发刺一下会痛。
头发刺一下会痛。OK， 刺在身体上会痛不会痛？
But if you touch your body and then poke it,
要有神经系统。
Because there's a nerve system.
借着血液系统。
Through the blood.
借着神经系统。
Through the nerves.
把全身联络成为一个。
These two systems connect the entire body.
血液把营养带来。
And the blood brought forth nutrients.
把废物带走。
And take away waste.
供应整个身体。
And provide for the entire body.
神经系统。
And the nerve system.
接受元首的命令。
And will receive order from the head.
指挥整个身体。
And will take charge of the movement of the entire body.
整个身体接着两个系统成为一个。
Through these two systems.All members become one in the body.
身体是个大的交通。
Therefore, body is a great fellowship.
每一个时间都在交通里面。
And constantly in fellowship.
所以我们这个身体强壮。
So we can stay healthy that way.
就靠着这两个系统，对不对？
These two systems are very vitally important.
所以不平。
So come to the table.
平第二个意义。
That's the second significance.
做这个交通。
That is to have fellowship with one
another. 保罗说：“我们岂不知道我们一同交通于他的血吗？”
That's why Paul says, "Aren't we fellowshiping in His blood?"
岂不知我们一同交通于他的身体吗？
Aren't we fellowshiping in the body?
保罗这两句话真是很好啊。
And these are so well said.
第二意义叫交通。
So the second significance of the table is to have fellowship.
并第三个意义叫做合一。
And the third significance is unity.
我们人虽多，人是一个饼，一个身体。
Even though there are many of us, there's only one body, one bread.
我们一个饼。
One bread.
饼什么做的呀？
What is the bread made of?
饼什么做的呀？啊？面，生的面不能做饼的。面粉做的是不是？面粉，好了，麦子长成了。
Okay, the wheat is ripe.
把籽粒取出来。
So you take out the grain.
籽粒取出来也不能做饼了。
You can make the bread out of the grains.
把它碾碎了。
You need to break it.
碾碎了。
You need to grind it.
做成一个饼。
Become powder shape.
生的面和饼也不能吃的。
But you can eat the dough.
经过烤
so you need to bake it,
经过烘
and need to put it in the oven,
而成了一个饼了
then a bread is formed.
对不对保罗说我们人虽多人就是一个饼
so Paul said even though there are many of us but we are one bread
一个身体
one body
知道合一
they talk about unity
这个饼你吃一点我吃一点
and you partake a piece of it I partake a piece of it
若是可能把它都拿出来
and if you can
把它拿出来，把吃下去饼拿出来。
Once you take it, if you can, take it out again.
人就是一个完整的饼。
And you put everything together, it's still one.
这叫神儿女的身体里的一。
And that is the unity in the body of Christ among children of God.
我们中文翻得很不好，翻这个合一的哈，合起来嘛，一嘛人就是两个合在一起的。
And it's not to make us as one, but we are one.
原文是 oneness.
And that oneness.
中国加个和字嘛非常不好。
And the Chinese translation is not very,
主耶稣在约翰福音十七章最后的祷告。
And the last prayer by Jesus in John chapter 17,
一直说到那个意。
He kept on talking about that oneness.
中国一直说合一合一合一。
Actually, it's oneness.
主从来没有说合一祷告，主只有一祷告。
And Jesus prayed for the oneness, not praying for to make that one.
Oneness.
The oneness.
有一在我们当中。
And there is oneness among us.
有个一在教会的里面。
And there is oneness in God's church.
全世界神的儿女都一个一。
And all the children of God in this world is one.
中外古今两千年基督徒都是一。
Through all generations, all the saints together is one.
我们一个一。
We have this oneness.
我们天然生命有多不一啊。
But you know, our natural life is really not in oneness.
我在美国嘛，人种复杂。
In this country, you see different races.
有白人，有黑人，还有黄人。
You Caucasian, you black people, you have people like us, Asians.
一样不一样
？Are we one?
个性、脾气、习惯一样不一样
？Different culture, different habits,、
啊、
different
temper. 太不一样了。
We're so very different.
我好多年到白种人教会去啊。
I went to Caucasian church before.
他们很爱我。
They love me so much.
哎呀，我一进去，他们就抱着我，左亲右亲。
And I walked into the church, they were embracing me and they were kissing me, left and right.
他们的习惯。
And that was their habit.
我在他们那住了好久嘛，住了有第一次就住了两个月嘛，啊，亲了多少次嘛。
The first time I stayed with them, I stayed for 2 months. They kissed me so many times.
但我从来没次回亲他们的。
And but I never kissed back.
我不需要去学这个。
Because
I don't want to do that.
我在他们当中活出来的是 typical Chinese.
And I was a typical Chinese among these Caucasian brothers.
他们亲我就让他们亲了。
I let them kiss me.
亲完了我不回亲了。
So I don't kiss back.
我被你们尊重。
Because that's how they honor me.
不是因为我们学你们的样子。
And I don't want to earn that respect because I kiss back.
因为我跟你们讲主的话。
I want to earn my respect among them because I share the word of God with them.
因为我把主的生命给你们。
Because I gave them the life of the Lord.
我不需要学你们的样子。
I don't have to do exactly what they did.
学他们样子他们不一定尊重你老师说。
And even if I copy them, doesn't guarantee they will respect me.
但是我们有个意。
But I know there is a oneness.
正来到主里面。
And that is in the Lord.
那么白人、黑人、黄人不分了。
And in the Lord, there is no color difference anymore.
中国人太麻烦了。
And you know, Chinese is very difficult.
这个东北人、华北人、华中人、华西人都不一样的。
You go to China, people from all parts of China, they are so different.
话语也不一样，习惯也不一样。
Different dialects, they have different culture, different habits, different traditions.
连脾气都不一样。
Different tempers.
你看，人家说我像北方人。
Some people say Brother Z is from north part of China.
因为我长得高大。
Just because I'm taller.
其实我是完全不是北方人，我是华中人。
And actually, I'm from the central part of China.
生在上海，长在上海。
I was born and raised in Shanghai.
长得像北方人。
But I look like someone from the northern part of China.
上海人脾气最麻烦的。
And then Shanghainese have the weirdest temper.
上海最人聪明，比较最狡猾了。
And we Chinese are very smart, sometimes pretty wicked.
好了，同们脾气不一样怎么办呢
？So what are we gonna do? We're so different.
感谢主，我39年活在洛杉矶，每年我回中国去。
But every time I've been here 39 years, every time I return to China.
我没有去看东北人、华北人、华中人、华西人。
I didn't bother to see different people in different parts of China.
我只访问教会。
But I only visit God's church.
一访问教会。
When you are in God's church.
都一样。
Everybody is one.
好不好
？Isn't that wonderful?
从东北到华南，我看见神的儿女活出一个生命。
From north to south, I visited with churches. I see this one life.
一个生活的习惯。
And one habit.
一个表现。
One manifestation.
一个感觉。
One feeling.
一个反应。
One reaction.
都一样的。
We are the same in the Lord.
这个最大的神迹啊。
And that to me is the greatest miracle.
生命在我们里面。
Because this life of the Lord is in us.
天然生命，亲生兄弟姐妹都不一样的。
You know, it comes to natural life, even you are different from your own siblings.
属灵生命，所有人活出来都一样。
But when we talk about the spiritual life, we are the same.
好吧。有一次我生病在医院里，好多年前。
Many years ago, I was sick and I was in the hospital.
你护士是男的。
And the nurse was a male.
是个黑人。
Was a black guy.
今天没黑人，我讲讲不要紧了。这个不可以讲黑人白人，不可以这样讲。
And we don't want to differentiate people because of their color.
他是个非常好的基督徒。
And that was a wonderful Christian man.
但是啊，他那个热过分了。
But he was so passionate.
他一天不晓得抱我多少次。
He embraced me so many. He hugged me so many times.
一会儿把我抱起来 ，Oh brother, you brother.
He loved me so much. He come on hugging me many times throughout the day.
这黑人是味道很重了。
But I have to say they have special body odor.
我想你最好不要那么热心。
And I really wish he does not love me that much.
一天抱我10次嘛，就太多了。
And then he hugged me more than 10 times a day.
你抱我20-30次嘛，太过分了。
But you know, more than 20 times or 30 times, that's a bit too much.
是他们的表现热情啊。
But that's how they express their love.
中国人是最冷的民族了。
And the Chinese are the coolest.
因为白族们第二热，比我们热一点。
And the Caucasians are warmer than us.
但是族里面出来啊。
But when you are in the Lord,
都一样。
And we are the same.
好不好
Isn't that great?
世界各处跑
You can travel around the world
看见主里的弟兄姐妹
And when you see a Christian brother or sister
右手请相交之礼
And then you shake hands with them
一个生命
You know immediately we are of the same life
一位救主
Same Savior
一位神
One God, one Savior, one life
一个盼望
One hope
好不好
Isn't that wonderful?
所以我们称为弟兄姐妹。
That's why we're called brothers and sisters, because we are one.
有个故事。
There is a story.
在英国。
It was in England.
有一个弟兄。
There was this Christian.
他没信主以前。
Before he became a Christian.
他的父亲被人杀了。
His father was killed.
他知道那个凶手。
And he knew who killed his father.
他立志一件事，我一定要报仇，杀了那个凶手。
So he had this resolution in his heart that I will find that murderer and kill him.
替我的父亲报仇。
To revenge for my father's sake.
去到处找那个凶手，找不到。
So he searched and searched and could not find the murderer.
有一天他得救了。
One day he became a Christian. He was saved.
他真得救了。
He really was saved.
他得救了，他去薄饼去。
And he went to this breaking of bread meeting one day.
他在饼杯面前坐下来的时候。
He sat at the in front of the table of the Lord.
他发现坐在旁边那个人就是那个凶手。
He suddenly realized the one sitting next to him was the murderer he'd been looking for.
找了那么多年找不到的，今天在饼杯面前找到了。
And he'd been looking for this guy for years.
我信主，他也信主了。
But then he realized both of them became Christians.
他不知道怎么办了。
He didn't know what to do at that moment. So he went out.
在院子里面，对主说：“主，我怎么办？”
And he asked the Lord what to do.
主说：“我为你死。”
The Lord says, "I died for you."
我为他死。
I died for him.
我把生命给你。
I gave you my life.
我也把生命给他。
I also have given him my life.
我赦免了你那么多的罪。
I have forgiven you of all your sins.
我也赦免了他所有的罪。
I have also forgiven all his sins. So that brother yielded to the Lord.
现在不是你的敌人。
So he realized God said he's no longer your enemy.
现在是你的弟兄。
But he is your brother now.
若不是主，怎么能把这么大的仇恨放在一边啊？
If it's not the Lord, who can set aside such a hatred?
进去人就坐下来。
So he went back to the room and sat down. Received the cup and bread with joy.
饼杯领完了。
After he finished,
他问你知道我是谁吗？
He turned around and asked that neighboring brother,
看来他不认得。
Do you know who I am? Of course he did not recognize him.
那我就是什么人的儿子。
He said, I am the son of so and so.
吓我。
And that guy was terrified.
弟兄，你不要吓。
He said, do not be scared.
今天我信主了。
I have believed in the Lord.
你也信主了。
And you have to.
若是我们在信主以前。
If it's before we both were saved.
我们俩遇见了。
And we encounter each other.
两个人只能活一个。
I think only one can survive.
一定有一个要死。
One has to die.
今天主已经告诉我了。
But today the Lord has told me.
主为我死。
That he died for me.
主也为你死。
And he died for you.
你不再是我的敌人。
You are no longer my enemy.
你是我亲爱的弟兄。
For my dear brother.
好不好？
Isn't that beautiful?
这个伟大吧？
Isn't that great?
饼说到义。
And the bread speaks of their oneness.
好，饼上义说完了。
So these are the three significance of the meaning of the bread.
聚会时间快完了。
Time's running out.
杯我快讲了，不讲那么多说了。
I'll speed up.The meaning of the cup.
杯第一个意义。
The first significance.
这是我血所立的新约。
So this is a covenant in my blood.
我们的诗歌都举起立约杯来。
And the psalm says we pick up the cup of the covenant.
这是新约。
And this is a new covenant.
新约多大？
How big is the new covenant?
新约太大了。
New covenant is great.
新约应许多少？新约应许太多了。
Promises within the new covenant, many, many.
恩典太大了。
This is a great grace.
新约的生命太多了。
And the life is full of life.
将来要应验的事情太多了。
And the promises are many.
这么大的新约。
And such a great new covenant.
我哪里去抓新约啊？
Where do you get your new covenant?
来到饼杯聚会里面。
You have to come to the cup of bread.
它成一个杯。
Because it's in the cup.
每一次我们握住那个杯。
And every time when you get hold of the cup.
整个新约那么具体。
You know.The New Testament is concrete in this.
整个新约成了一个。
And the New Covenant becomes one.
我掌握杯。
When I get hold of the cup.
我掌握整个新约。
I am holding the New Covenant.
整个新约都是我的。
And the entire New Covenant is mine through the cup.
好不好？
Isn't that wonderful?
这是我用血所立的新约。
And my New Covenant is in the blood.
第二个意义。
And the second significance.
杯的意义说的份。
Of the cup means my share.
杯中份。
My share is in this cup.
这么大的恩典。
And the great grace of God.
有我的一份。
I have a part, a share, a portion.
没有我不行。
And it has to have me in there to make it complete.
好多年以前我在台湾。
And many years when I was in Taiwan.
一个姊妹们老是祷告一样的话。
And there was this sister always prayed the same.
像我这样的人，救也不算多，少救也不算少。
She said, "Lord, someone like me is not worth saving. If you have me, it doesn't mean it's one extra and you don't have me, you are not missing anything yet either.
那么你祷告一两次嘛，就是这样。
It's okay if you pray a couple times.
你老这样祷告嘛，祷告的我不耐烦了。
But then you should pray like that every time. I got impatient with that.
我怎么样
？So I said, dear sister.
救你的不算多少，救一个不算少，那不救了。
If you are irrelevant to salvation, then why bother to be saved?
把你丢回到地狱里去了。
So why don't we just throw you back to hell?
不救你了。
We don't want to bother to save you.
这不行，那不行。
She said, no.
那你以后不要这样祷告。
I said, then don't pray like that anymore.
我们不能少你这一个，清楚吧？
Don't you know you are important? We cannot go.
主也不能少了你这一个，清楚吧？
The Lord needs you.
主流血为你的呀。
Do you know He shed His blood for you?
主为你舍命的。
He gave His life for you.
你这样祷告最得罪主了。
And the way you pray really is offensive to our Lord.
什么个救一个不算多少，救一个不算少，这种话。
How can you say it's okay without you in salvation?
不能没有我。
I have to be in it.
那个不是骄傲，那你认识主了。
That's not because we are proud, but because we know the Lord.
这份。
And we are.
有我的一份。
I have a portion in the cup.
背第三个意义。
And the significance of the cup, the third one.
说到福分。
It's blessing.
祝福的杯。
This is the cup of blessing.
所有祝福都在杯里面。
All His blessings are in this cup.
你要不要福分啊？
Do you want to have God's blessings?
啊，你要不要把福分丢了？
Do you want to let go of your blessings?
福分。
Blessings.
福分多大？
And how great this blessing is?
大到你我不能想象。
Beyond your imagination.
无论多大的福分。
And no matter how great the blessings are.
杯都代表了。
The cup represents them all.
大卫的祷告。
And like David's prayer,
叫我的福杯满溢
and let my cup of blessing overflows.
杯说的福分
and the cup speaks of blessing.
叫传递的杯
so when we pass the cup from one to the other,
传递的福分
we're passing God's blessing.
所以有的人说我们哎呀喝小杯多好嘛，因为喝一个大杯不卫生。
Some people may say, why don't we split into many little cups because that's more sanitized?
你的世界里哪里都不讲卫生嘛，到主的桌子面前偏偏讲卫生。
Sometimes I wonder, where in the world we don't really, we're not as critical. Why, when we come to the table, we have this kind of.
电影院里头旁边坐什么人，你知道吗？
When you go to movie theater, do you know who sits next to you?
你真的害怕吗？你不要去公众场所。
If you are afraid of germs, maybe you should just stay home.
你知道旁边一个人有没有传染病呢？
When you go out, how do you know who doesn't have sickness next to you?
你知道吗？
Do you know? Do you have that knowledge?
你哪里去接触嘛？都不怕。
And when you go out, you travel around, you never were concerned.
到主的桌子面前来讲卫生了。
But when you come to the table of the Lord, you have this issue.
我有个挑战。
I have this challenge.
若是有人喝了杯了，生了病，生了传染病的，找我。
If you receive this one cup of the Lord and got sick, come to me. Let me know.
找我们，我也没办法去给你看病的哈。找我怎么办？我就改饼杯了。
Then I will change it.
主若他的杯都不能保守，还能做什么事
？If the Lord cannot even keep His cup,
到今天为止六十多年了
，I've been a Christian.
我没有听见一个神的儿女说喝杯了有病的。
I have not heard of that incident that people got sick because they received the cup.
台湾的瘟病流行啊。
And there are many contagious diseases are happening in Taiwan.
就 SARS 流行。
Many years ago, SARS.
很可怕。
We all know SARS.It was so dreadful.
就是一个教会改饼杯了。
And there was a church they had to change the cup.
那个领袖给我打电话，我给他打电话，不是他给我，他躲我躲到哪里去了都。
And so I contacted the leader of that particular church.
找到他了，跟他讲话了。
I talked to him.
我弟兄，你改饼杯。
I said, dear brother, you change the cup.
你不要再看望弟兄姐妹。
Then don't bother to shepherd your
sheep anymore. 你也不要再为弟兄姐妹祷告。
Don't bother to pray anymore.
你连杯都信不过来，你还信什么
？If you can't even believe in the cup the Lord ordained,
这是我的身体，这是我的血，这是我的血。
Jesus said, "This is my body. This is the covenant in my blood."
主连他的身体、他的血、他的血都不能保守，还能做什么
？If the Lord cannot even guard His own cup and bread, what else can He guard?
你若连杯都没有信心，你不要为神儿女祷告。
If you can't have the faith to believe in His cup, then don't bother to pray for others.
你去祷告，你是虚假。
Because that's just done in vain.
明白我的话吗
？Do you understand what I'm saying?
我你整个台湾，你连大门都跨不出去。
And in that case, you probably just stay home because there are so many contagious diseases.
他不大相信我的话，我活在美国，他活在台湾，
And he did not believe me because I was in the States. He was in Taiwan.
结果他的确大门跨不出去了。
And indeed, that's what happened to him.
全台湾都不改了，就他一个人改了。
Because all our sister church in Taiwan did not change to many little cups. He was the only church. He regretted so much. And last year he visited me and we had a long fellowship. He regretted so much what he did.
一个杯
One cup.
第三个意义是福分
And the third meaning means blessings.
我的福杯满溢
And my cup overflows.
我们担起一个杯来
So when you pick up the cup,
主你所有福分都是我的。
We have to know all the blessings of the Lord is mine.
清楚吧
Do you understand that?
好不好
Isn't that wonderful? 饼
三个意义，杯三个意义，记得吧
Do you remember the three significance of cups and bread now?
饼第一个意义是
love.
赦命的爱。
The first meaning of the bread is the love of the Lord.
第二个意义呢
Second meaning, fellowship.
交通。第三个意义呢
oneness.
合一。非常意义
第一
个
意义 first one,
新月
that's a new covenant,
第二个意义、啊、
the portion that's my portion
第三个意义
blessing,
福分最后成立他的事
he displayed his death through the cup of bread
每逢七日第一日
the first day of every seven days
我们把主的事摆出来
we should come and display his death
成立在这里
displayed it here
告诉全人类
to tell the entire world
告诉所有的受造
tell entire creation
告诉背叛天使
telling the rebellious angel
主为我死
that Jesus died for me
主经给了我最大的救恩
and he has given to me the greatest salvation
主为我死
he died for me
主就摧毁了仇敌
and he has destroyed the power of the devil
流血立了他的约
and there is a new covenant made through his blood
主的约永远信实
and this covenant will last forever
每一个主日我们都要来宣告
that's why every Lord's Day we come here to proclaim that
把主的死再陈列
and display the death of the Lord
最后一个
Lastly,
留下一个荣耀的盼望
is that we have this glorious hope
我们如此行
we do this
直到他来
until he returns
主还要回来
so we know there is hope of glory that he's coming back
我们基督徒不是在今生就完了
so our life does not end on earth
我们活着
we live
为着一个最荣耀的盼望
for a most glorious hope
主要回来
that is the return of the Lord
死人都要复活
and when he returns all the dead shall arise
活着的人要被提与主同在
and those who remain on earth will be raptured
我们一个主日一个主日来不平
so each Lord's day we come to remember him
如此行为的纪念我
remember him
我们来纪念主
so we're here to remember him
一直到主回来
until he returns
主回来了就不需要再有饼杯了。
When Jesus returns, no more need.
我们要喝新的了。
Because we shall drink the new one with him in his kingdom.
新的什么个样子喝法，我也没喝过。
And I don't know how that will be like.
到有一天你和我一起喝了。
But we are going to figure out that day.
今天我们还得要聚不饼聚会。
But today we shall continue to have the breaking of bread.
大家来纪念主好不好？
Please come on Sunday.
都开口赞美哈。
Come and praise him.
赞美不需要做大的文章。
Don't make a big essay out of it.
但是如果赞美你非常好。
Just stand up and say, Lord, I thank you or praise you. That's enough.
不会讲吗
？Can you do that?
人家跟你做件事嘛，你说谢谢你，你不会讲
？When people do something for you, don't you say thank you easily?
啊，一个人的事。你在水里要淹死了，人家把你救上来了。
When you are drowning in the water, somebody rescued you.
你走掉了。
And you just got revived.
你这种人
吗 ？Walked away. Have you seen somebody like that ever?
你不说句谢谢啊
？Don't you say thank you?
淹死了把你救上来，又不说谢谢
？If you are drowning, people rescue you. Do you say thank you?
那么你这个走掉了
？But instead, you walked away without saying a word.
那我不是主。
I'm not the Lord.
我是主，我把你再丢回去。
If I were the Lord, I just put you back into the water.
那我不是主，主
But
主
I'm not
主不要紧啊，主不要我们要紧，我们来感谢主。
We should come and give him thanks.
说声赞美主。
And just say praise you.
好，下个主都来不平好不好
？Shall we come to the table next Sunday? Come and remember him.
感谢主，我们再唱687首。
Let's sing this one more time. 687.
两节。
Let's stand up and sing the last two verses.
And
Lord, we are now standing in your presence.
见证你是爱我们的主。
We're here to testify you are the Lord who loves us.
我们真是谢谢我们的主。
We are indeed thankful.
你爱我们。
For loving us.
为我们舍了你自己。
For giving yourself for our sake.
求我们的主早间借着你仆人的话。
And this morning through the message of your servant.
开通我们的耳朵。
Open our eyes.
扎我们的心，好叫你仆人的话，说在我们的中间，是对明白的人说的，而我们的主叫我们都明白真理，明白薄饼纪念你的真正意义。
The breaking of bread in remembrance of you.
保守我们。
Lord, keep us.
新的一年起头。
At the beginning of a year.
我们真做一个来纪念你的人。
We all become a man or woman who will remember you.
保守我们每逢七日的第一日。
Lord, keep us and remind us every first day of 7 days.
提醒我们来纪念你。
To come to remember you.
叫我们一纪念你
and when we do that,
我们就遇见你自己
we meet you.
哦，一纪念你
and when we remember you,
我们就连于你自己
we are united with you.
一纪念你
when we remember you,
我们就蒙你保守在这身体的里面
we are kept in the body of Christ,
一纪念你 我们就一同见证神圣的一
when we remember you, we testify that oneness.
叫我们在宾杯陈列的时候、
so、
我们的心都来归向你哦，宾、oh, 杯传递的时候、
so、
我们看见这杯
cup,
就看见我们的主
Lord,
看见这杯
cup,
我们就看见你为我们所立的新约我们就握住这新约的实际我们就有份于你自己我们就得着从天上来的大福
blessing from
heaven. 我们的主耶稣
Oh Lord Jesus.
借着你仆人的话
Do the words of your servant.
叫我们不落在外面的疑问里
Do not let us fall into
每一次的纪念
Every time we come.
我们真是看见属灵的意义
We truly understand.
我们真得着属灵的价值
We receive the value from it.
耶稣你今天早间与我们这样的聚集同在
Oh, you are with us this morning.
聚会结束
The meeting may be over.
你让这真理扎根在我们的里头
We pray the truth we heard this morning will find roots.
转我们
Change us.
把我们转到你的里面
Turn us around into you.
谢谢我们的主
Thank you, Jesus.
听我们同心合一的祷告
Listen to our prayer in oneness.
奉耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.